This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani said on Saturday he was in urgent talks with local leaders and international partners as Taliban rebels push closer to Kabul, capturing a key town south of the capital that is one of the gateways to the city. Ghani made a brief televised address as the United States and other countries rush in troops to help evacuate their embassies. But the Afghan president gave no sign of responding to a Taliban demand he stepped down for there to be talks on a ceasefire and a political settlement. He spoke soon after the insurgents took the capital of Logar province. That's about 70 kilometers or 40 miles south of Kabul, according to a local council member. The gain of the city, a key staging post for a potential assault on Kabul, comes a day after the insurgents took the country's second and third biggest cities. U.S. officials say American troops have begun flying into Kabul to help the evacuation of embassy personnel and other civilians. The Pentagon has said two battalions of Marines and one infantry battalion will arrive in Kabul by Sunday evening, involving about 3,000 troops. An Afghan government official confirmed on Friday that Kandahar, the economic hub of the south, was under Taliban control as U.S.-led international forces complete their withdrawal after 20 years of war. Herat in the west near the border with Iran also fell to the hardline Islamist group. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned, quote, Afghanistan is spinning out of control, and urged all parties to do more to protect civilians. The speed of the Taliban's gains has led to criticism over the U.S. withdrawal, which was negotiated last year under former President Donald Trump. But current U.S. President Joe Biden said this week he did not regret his decision. This is VOA News. Nearly 2 million Japanese people are being urged to seek shelter as torrential rain triggers floods and landslides in western Japan on Saturday, leaving at least one dead and three missing. Authorities in seven regions issued their highest evacuation alert as the weather agency reported unprecedented levels of rain in the area. It's not a mandatory evacuation, but more than 1.8 million residents have been asked to leave their homes immediately, according to public broadcaster NHK. The government says 14 rivers burst their banks and 14 landslides occurred, mainly in western Japan. Downpours are forecast for several more days over a large swath of the country. Scientists say climate change is intensifying the risk of heavy rain in Japan and elsewhere because a warmer atmosphere holds more water. Philippines health minister is facing questions over more than $1 billion in COVID-19 spending and denied on Saturday that any money was stolen as his department vowed to account for every peso. The country is battling one of Asia's worst coronavirus outbreaks, and the spread of the virulent Delta variant is overwhelming hospitals and healthcare workers, some of which have warned of mass resignations over unpaid wages. Philippine state auditor has flagged, quote, deficiencies involving 67 billion pesos, or about $1.3 billion, casting doubts on the regularity of related transactions in the country's pandemic response. The health ministry said it will submit its explanation, including required documents, to the state auditor next week ahead of a September 27th deadline. Russia on Saturday recorded its highest daily coronavirus death toll for a third day running as the country continues to struggle with the Delta variant amid sluggish vaccination rates. A government tally shows 819 fatalities over the past 24 hours and more than 22,000 new cases. Russia is the fourth worst hit country in the world in terms of cases and has since mid-June been hit by a new wave of infections driven by the aggressive Delta variant. The new figures bring Russia's total fatalities from COVID-19 to almost 170,000, the highest toll in Europe, and experts say that's an undercount. Authorities have faced a vaccine skeptic population, with a poll this week showing that 55% of Russians do not plan on getting inoculated. An Iranian state media reported Saturday, Iran will impose a six-day-long general lockdown in cities across the country after being hit by what it describes as a fifth wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. The lockdown includes all bazaars, markets, public offices, as well as movie theaters, gyms, and restaurants in all Iranian cities. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.